"I grieved at the fall of Thorin," said Gandalf, "and now we hear that Dain has fallen, fighting in Dale again, even while we fought here. I should call that a heavy loss, if it was not a wonder, rather, that in his great age he could still wield his axe as mightily as they say that he did, standing over the body of King Brand before the gate of Erebor until the darkness fell. Yet things might have gone far otherwise and far worse. When you think of the great battle of the Pelennor, do not forget the battles in Dale and the valour of Durin's folk. Think of what might have been. Dragonfire and savage swords in Eriador, night in Rivendell. There might be no queen in Gondor. We might now hope to return from the victory here only to ruin and ash. But that has been averted, because I met Thorin Oakenshield one evening on the edge of Spring and Bree. A chance meeting, as we say in Middle-earth." This was the daughter of Thrain the Second. She is the only dwarf woman named in these histories. It was said by Gimli that there are few dwarf women, probably no more than a third of the whole people. They seldom walk abroad except at great need. They are in voice and appearance, and in garb if they must go on a journey, so like to the dwarf men that the eyes and ears of other peoples cannot tell them apart. This has given rise to the foolish opinion among men that there are no dwarf women, and that the dwarves grow out of stone. It is because of the fewness of women among them that the kind of the dwarves increases slowly, and is in peril when they have no secure dwellings, for dwarves take only one wife or husband each in their lives, and are jealous, as in all matters of their rights. The number of dwarf men that marry is actually less than one-third. For not all the women take husbands. Some desire none. Some desire one that they cannot get, and so will have no other. As for the men, very many also do not desire marriage, being engrossed in their crafts.